AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations says it's the U.S. that is raising tensions over Ukraine.
They themselves are whipping up tensions and rhetoric and are provoking escalation. The discussions about a threat of war is provocative in and of itself.
Vasily Nebenzia spoke through an interpreter. Russian troops are along the border with Ukraine. Russia has said it does not want to invade Ukraine. President Biden says they're working to preserve peace.
With Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
More high-level talks are expected this week. A federal judge in Georgia rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis McMichael, the man convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Arbery's parents denounced the proposed deal. At least a half dozen historically black universities in five states and Washington, D.C. responded to bomb threats. In some cases, there were lockdowns. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's disturbing.
We're relieved to hear that Howard and Bethune-Cookman universities have been given the all clear and will continue to monitor these reports. President is aware. I don't believe he's received a formal briefing, but he is aware of these reports.
The bomb scares come one day before the start of Black History Month. A ballot drive has started in Michigan that would make it easier to vote. Signatures are needed by July. Nancy Wang is executive director of Voters Not Politicians.
Voters should decide the outcome of elections, not politicians. And while it sounds too obvious to state, this proposal establishes that election outcomes are decided by voters, by their votes cast.
The measure was announced as Republicans in Michigan circulate petitions for an initiative they contend would improve election integrity. The Dow finished up 406 points. This is AP News. Authorities say the United Arab Emirates intercepted a ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, is in the UAE.
The attack, the third such incident in as many weeks, fuels ongoing tensions in the wider Persian Gulf. The Houthis say they're targeting sensitive sites in Abu Dhabi and Dubai with both ballistic missiles and drones, without offering evidence for their assertions. The attacks pose a major challenge for the Emirates, which advertises itself to international businesses as a safe corner of an otherwise dangerous neighborhood. Herzog, Israel's largely ceremonial president, is in the UAE for the first official visit by an Israeli head of state to the Gulf Arab nation. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky took a stroll over the weekend in snowy New York to reveal she's pregnant with her first child. New photos show Rihanna's bump. They were in Harlem, ASAP Rocky's home neighborhood. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.